It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
December 10th, 1962, the IBM Data Processing Division unveils the IBM 7320 Drum and Access Magnetic Drum Storage Device. In 1983, the Ripco BBS is founded by Dr. Ripco and runs on the Apple II. It was mislabeled as Freak and Hacker Board. Ripco's claim to fame would be its open-door policy and easygoing administration. In 1994, inspired by the harassment and practical jokes he received on a daily basis, following the publication Night of the Hackers, Richard Sanza submits a second article for the December 10th issue of Newsweek entitled Revenge of the Hackers. Also in 1984, the National Science Foundation reports the discovery of the first planet outside the solar system. It orbited a star 21 million light years from Earth. 1993, Doom ID Software releases the first-person shooter Doom for MS-DOS. They did it via an FTP site upload at the University of Wisconsin Computer Network. Doom would be voted later as the industry insiders as the number one game of all time. Of course, we don't normally talk about games unless they have a influential impact on computers, and Doom definitely did have one of those. Also in 1993, the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour deploy the newly repaired Hubble Space Telescope into Earth orbit. And Sunsoft, which is a subsidiary of Sun Microsystems, ships the first version of Wabi, which basically implements Microsoft's Windows Win16 API compatibility on Intel, Solaris, and Spark versions of Unix. 1994, Netscape Communications serves notice of its lawsuit against Spyglass and the University of Illinois. 1996, Sony makes emergency shipments of PlayStation video game consoles into the United States to meet the holiday demand. Emergency shipments. Stat. 1997, the creator of Linux operating system, Linus Torvalds, receives the 1997 Nokia Foundation Award worth about 50,000 FIM. I'm not sure where that's that Finnish marks. Yeah, I believe so. The Nokia Foundation, which was founded in 1995, supports the development of scientific competence and educational capabilities of information and telecommunications technologies in Finland. Also in 1997, the head-to-head training and consults website is hacked and defaced by CyberToast, who's a member of the CARPARTS Ninja Task Force. Also, the Infar BV website is hacked by CyberToast. And John Riley Sign's website is hacked by and defaced by also CyberToast. We also have a hack on the Oregon Department of Forestry website and DragonServe Limited, OneTouch, which was defaced by Claire Danes, go figure, and the website of Plumas Sierra, which was a California ISP, was hacked by 404.
And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite.com. It's the holiday season, time for new gifts. That could include new computers and maybe even your first tablet. If you're planning to give the gift of a computer upgrade, why not add the gift of backup with Carbonite.com? With Carbonite, you can back up all your computer and put those photos, videos, and documents into the cloud. This data can then be accessed by your new tablet or other computer, no matter what platform you get. Your data is secure and totally encrypted. If you're a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's the gift of backup, all for $59.95 a year. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Backup now, backup often, and backup offsite with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
Back into 2001, Larry Roberts is quoted in an article in Forbes magazine as saying that net traffic will quadruple in 2001. How right he was. Also, the website of the United States General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of the United States Congress, is hacked by Anti-India Crew, or AIC. That was a hacking coalition, by the way. In 2002, AMD releases the 2000 MHz Athlon MP2400 Plus chip, featured a 256 kilobyte level 2 cache and 266 MHz front side bus. Also in 2002, version 7.01 of the Netscape Internet Suite is released. In 2005, Microsoft launches the Xbox video game system in Japan. It was codenamed Xenon, and it cost you 39,795 yen. Actually, from 29,000 yen to about 47. And it cost you from 29,000 yen to 47,800 yen. In 2006, version 4.0 of the Pure Basic Programming Language is released for Amiga. And in 2008... ComScore reports 100 million YouTube viewers in the last month, in October of 2008, and Yahoo lays off 1,500 people, basically with Jerry Yang's controversial severance program. It was known that Yahoo was going to be cutting jobs, and so they put together the severance program, which kind of was questionable. And I believe it's up on Wikipedia if you want to see what the severance package was.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.